1 Samuel chapter 25. And Samuel died, and all the Israelites were gathered together, and lamented him, and buried him in his house at Ramah. And David arose and went down to the wilderness of Paran. And there was a man in Maon, whose possessions were in Carmel, and the man was very great, and he had 3,000 sheep, and 1,000 goats, and he was shearing his sheep in Carmel. Now the name of the man was Nabal, and the name of his wife Abigail, and she was a woman of good understanding, and of a beautiful countenance, but the man was churlish and evil in his doings, and he was of the house of Caleb. And David heard in the wilderness that Nabal did shear his sheep. And David sent out 10 young men, and David said to the young men, "Get you up to Carmel, and go to Nabal, and greet him in my name. And thus shall you say to him that lives in prosperity, peace be both to you, and peace be to your house, and peace be to all that you have. And now I have heard that you have shearers, now your shepherds, which were with us, we hurt them not, neither was there anything missing to them, all the while they were in Carmel. Ask your young men, and they will tell you. Therefore let the young men find favour in your eyes, for we come in a good day. Give, I pray you, whatever comes to your hand, to your servants and to your son David." And when David's young men came, they spoke to Nabal according to all those words in the name of David, and ceased. And Nabal answered David's servants and said, "Who is David, and who is the son of Jesse? There are many servants now a days that break away every man from his master. Shall I then take my bread and my water and my flesh that I have killed for my shearers and give it to men whom I know not from where they are?" So David's young men turned their way and went again and came and told him all those sayings. And David said to his men, "Gird you on every man his sword." And they girded on every man his sword. And David also girded on his sword. And there went up after David about 400 men, and 200 stayed by the stuff. But one of the young men told Abigail, Nabal's wife, saying, "Behold, David sent messengers out of the wilderness to salute our master, and he railed on them. But the men were very good to us, and we were not hurt, neither missed we anything, as long as we were walking with them when we were in the fields. They were a wall to us both by night and day, all the while we were with them keeping the sheep. Now therefore know and consider what you will do, for evil is determined against our master and against all his household, for he is such a son of Belial that a man cannot speak to him." Then Abigail made haste and took 200 loaves and 2 bottles of wine and 5 sheep ready dressed and 5 measures of parched corn and 100 clusters of raisins and 200 cakes of figs and laid them on donkeys. And she said to her servants, "Go on before me, behold, I come after you," but she told not her husband Nabal. And it was so, as she rode on the donkey, that she came down by the covert of the hill, and behold, David and his men came down against her, and she met them. Now David had said, "Surely in vain have I kept all that this fellow has in the wilderness, so that nothing was missed of all that pertained to him, and he has requited me evil for good. So and more also do God to the enemies of David, if I leave of all that pertain to him by the morning light any that urinates against the wall." And when Abigail saw David, she hurried and lighted off the donkey and fell before David on her face and bowed herself to the ground and fell at his feet and said, "Upon me, my lord, upon me let this iniquity be, and let your handmaid, I pray you, speak in your audience and hear the words of your handmaid. Let not my lord, I pray you, regard this man of Belial, even Nabal, for as his name is, so is he. Nabal is his name, and folly is with him. But I, your handmaid, saw not the young men of my lord whom you did send. Now therefore, my Lord, as Yahweh lives, and as your soul lives, seeing Yahweh has withheld you from coming to shed blood, and from avenging yourself with your own hand, now let your enemies, and they that seek evil to my Lord, be as Nabal. And now this blessing which your handmaid has brought to my Lord, let it even be given to the young men that follow my Lord. I pray you, forgive the trespass of your handmaid, for Yahweh will certainly make my Lord a sure house, because my Lord fights the battles of Yahweh, and evil has not been found in you all your days. Yet a man is risen to pursue you and to seek your soul, but the soul of my Lord shall be bound in the bundle of life with Yahweh your God, and the souls of your enemies, them shall he sling out as out of the middle of a sling. And it shall come to pass, when Yahweh shall have done to my Lord according to all the good that he has spoken concerning you, and shall have appointed you ruler over Israel, that this shall be no grief to you nor offence of heart to my Lord, either that you have shed blood without cause, or that my Lord has avenged himself. But when Yahweh shall have dealt well with my Lord, then remember your handmaid. And David said to Abigail, blessed be Yahweh God of Israel, which sent you this day to meet me, and blessed be your advice, and blessed be you which have kept me this day from coming to shed blood, and from avenging myself with my own hand. For in very deed, as Yahweh God of Israel lives, which has kept me back from hurting you, unless you had hurried and come to meet me, surely there had not been left to Nabal by the morning light any that urinates against the wall. So David received of her hand that which she had brought him, and said to her, go up in peace to your house. See, I have listened to your voice, and have accepted your person. And Abigail came to Nabal, and behold, he held a feast in his house like the feast of a king. And Nabal's heart was merry within him, for he was very drunken. Therefore she told him nothing less or more until the morning light. But it came to pass in the morning, when the wine was gone out of Nabal, and his wife had told him these things, that his heart died within him, and he became as a stone. And it came to pass about 10 days after, that Yahweh smote Nabal, and he died. And when David heard that Nabal was dead, he said, blessed be Yahweh that has pleaded the cause of my reproach from the hand of Nabal, and has kept his servant from evil, for Yahweh has returned the wickedness of Nabal upon his own head. And David sent and communed with Abigail to take her to him to wife. And when the servants of David had come to Abigail to Carmel, they spoke to her, saying, David sent us to you to take you to him to wife. And she arose and bowed herself on her face to the earth and said, behold, let your handmaid be a servant to wash the feet of the servants of my Lord. And Abigail hurried and arose and rode upon a donkey with 5 damsels of hers that went after her. And she went after the messengers of David and became his wife. David also took Ahinoam of Jezreel, and they were also both of them his wives. But Saul had given Michal his daughter, David's wife, to Phalti, the son of Laish, which was of Galim. 1 Samuel chapter 26. And the Ziphites came to Saul to Gibeah, saying, does not David hide himself in the hill of Hachilah, which is before Jeshimon? Then Saul arose and went down to the wilderness of Ziph, having 3,000 chosen men of Israel with him, to seek David in the wilderness of Ziph. And Saul pitched in the hill of Hachilah, which is before Jeshimon, by the way. But David stayed in the wilderness, and he saw that Saul came after him into the wilderness. David therefore sent out spies, and understood that Saul had come in very deed. And David arose and came to the place where Saul had pitched, and David beheld the place where Saul lay, and Abner the son of Ner, the captain of his host, and Saul lay in the trench, and the people pitched round about him. Then answered David, and said to Ahimelech the Hittite, and to Abishai the son of Zeruiah, brother to Joab, saying, who will go down with me to Saul to the camp? And Abishai said, I will go down with you. So David and Abishai came to the people by night, and behold, Saul lay sleeping within the trench, and his spear stuck in the ground at his pillow, but Abner and the people lay round about him. Then said Abishai to David, God has delivered your enemy into your hand this day. Now therefore let me smite him, I pray you, with the spear, even to the earth at once, and I will not smite him the second time. And David said to Abishai, Destroy him not, for who can stretch forth his hand against Yahweh's anointed and be guiltless? David said furthermore, As Yahweh lives, Yahweh shall smite him, or his day shall come to die, or he shall descend into battle and perish. Yahweh forbid that I should stretch forth my hand against Yahweh's anointed, but I pray you, take you now the spear that is at his pillow and the cruse of water, and let us go. So David took the spear and the cruse of water from Saul's pillow, and they got them away, and no man saw it nor knew it, neither awoke, for they were all asleep, because a deep sleep from Yahweh had fallen upon them. Then David went over to the other side and stood on the top of a hill afar off, a great space being between them. And David cried to the people and to Abner the son of Ner, saying, Answer you not, Abner? Then Abner answered and said, Who are you that cry to the king? And David said to Abner, Are not you a valiant man? And who is like to you in Israel? Why then have you not kept your lord the king? For there came one of the people in to destroy the king your lord. This thing is not good that you have done. As Yahweh lives, you are worthy to die, because you have not kept your master Yahweh's anointed. And now see where the king's spear is, and the cruse of water that was at his pillow. And Saul knew David's voice and said, Is this your voice, my son David? And David said, It is my voice, my lord, O king. And he said, Why does my lord thus pursue after his servant? For what have I done, or what evil is in my hand? Now therefore, I pray you, let my lord the king hear the words of his servant. If Yahweh has stirred you up against me, let him accept an offering. But if they are the children of men, cursed are they before Yahweh, for they have driven me out this day from joining in the inheritance of Yahweh, saying, Go serve other gods. Now, therefore, let not my blood fall to the earth before the face of Yahweh, for the king of Israel has come out to seek a flea, as when one does hunt a partridge in the mountains. Then said Saul, I have sinned, return, my son David, for I will no more do you harm, because your soul was precious in your eyes this day. Behold, I have played the fool, and have erred exceedingly. And David answered and said, Behold the king's spear, and let one of the young men come over and fetch it. Yahweh render to every man his righteousness and his faithfulness, for Yahweh delivered you into my hand today, but I would not stretch forth my hand against Yahweh's anointed. And behold, as your life was much set by this day in my eyes, so let my life be much set by in the eyes of Yahweh, and let him deliver me out of all tribulation. Then Saul said to David, Blessed be you, my son David, you shall both do great things, and also will still prevail. So David went on his way, and Saul returned to his place. 1 Samuel chapter 27. And David said in his heart, I shall now perish one day by the hand of Saul. There is nothing better for me than that I should speedily escape into the land of the Philistines, and Saul shall despair of me to seek me any more in any coast of Israel, so shall I escape out of his hand. And David arose, and he passed over with the 600 men that were with him to Achish, the son of Maok, king of Gath. And David dwelt with Achish at Gath, he and his men, every man with his household, even David with his two wives, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess, and Abigail the Carmelitess, Nabal's wife. And it was told to Saul that David was fled to Gath, and he sought no more again for him. And David said to Achish, If I have now found grace in your eyes, let them give me a place in some town in the country, that I may dwell there, for why should your servant dwell in the royal city with you? Then Achish gave him Ziklag that day. Therefore, Ziklag pertains to the kings of Judah unto this day. And the time that David dwelt in the country of the Philistines was a full year and 4 months. And David and his men went up and invaded the Geshurites and the Gezrites and the Amalekites, for those nations were of old the inhabitants of the land, as you go to Shur, even to the land of Egypt. And David smote the land, and left neither man nor woman alive, and took away the sheep, and the oxen, and the donkeys, and the camels, and the apparel, and returned, and came to Achish. And Achish said, "Where have you made a road today?" And David said, "Against the south of Judah, and against the south of the Jerahmeelites, and against the south of the Kenites." And David saved neither man nor woman alive to bring tidings to Gath, saying, "Lest they should tell on us, saying, so did David, and so will be his manner, all the while he dwells in the country of the Philistines." And Achish believed David, saying, "He has made his people Israel utterly to abhor him, therefore he shall be my servant for ever." 1 Samuel chapter 28. And it came to pass in those days that the Philistines gathered their armies together for warfare to fight with Israel. And Achish said to David, "Know you assuredly that you shall go out with me to battle, you and your men?" And David said to Achish, "Surely you shall know what your servant can do." And Achish said to David, "Therefore will I make you keeper of my head for ever." Now Samuel was dead, and all Israel had lamented him and buried him in Ramah, even in his own city. And Saul had put away those that had familiar spirits and the wizards out of the land. And the Philistines gathered themselves together and came and pitched in Shunem, and Saul gathered all Israel together, and they pitched in Gilboa. And when Saul saw the host of the Philistines, he was afraid, and his heart greatly trembled. And when Saul inquired of Yahweh, Yahweh answered him not, neither by dreams, nor by Urim, nor by prophets. Then said Saul to his servants, "Seek me a woman that has a familiar spirit, that I may go to her and inquire of her." And his servants said to him, "Behold, there is a woman that has a familiar spirit at Endor." And Saul disguised himself and put on other clothes, and he went, and two men with him, and they came to the woman by night. And he said, "I pray you, divine to me by the familiar spirit, and bring me him up, whom I shall name to you." And the woman said to him, "Behold, you know what Saul has done, how he has cut off those that have familiar spirits and the wizards out of the land. Why then lay you a snare for my life to cause me to die?" And Saul swore to her by Yahweh, saying, "As Yahweh lives, there shall no punishment happen to you for this thing." Then said the woman, "Whom shall I bring up to you?" And he said, "Bring me up Samuel." And when the woman saw Samuel, she cried with a loud voice. And the woman spoke to Saul, saying, "Why have you deceived me? For you are Saul." And the king said to her, "Be not afraid, for what saw you?" And the woman said to Saul, "I saw God's ascending out of the earth." And he said to her, "What form is he of?" And she said, "An old man comes up, and he is covered with a mantle." And Saul perceived that it was Samuel, and he stooped with his face to the ground and bowed himself. And Samuel said to Saul, "Why have you disquieted me to bring me up?" And Saul answered, "I am greatly distressed, for the Philistines make war against me, and God is departed from me, and answers me no more, neither by prophets nor by dreams. Therefore I have called you, that you may make known to me what I shall do." Then said Samuel, "Why then do you ask of me, seeing Yahweh has departed from you and has become your enemy? And Yahweh has done to him as he spoke by me, for Yahweh has torn the kingdoms out of your hand and given it to your neighbour, even to David, because you obeyed not the voice of Yahweh, nor executed his fierce wrath upon Amalek. Therefore has Yahweh done this thing to you this day. Moreover, Yahweh will also deliver Israel with you into the hand of the Philistines, and tomorrow shall you and your sons be with me. Yahweh also shall deliver the host of Israel into the hand of the Philistines." Then Saul suddenly Then Saul fell suddenly all along the earth and was very afraid because of the words of Samuel, and there was no strength in him, for he had eaten no bread all the day nor all the night. And the woman came to Saul and saw that he was greatly troubled, and said unto him, Behold, your handmaid has obeyed your voice, and I have put my life in my hand, and have listened to your words which you spoke to me. Now therefore, I pray you, listen you also to the voice of your handmaid, and let me set a morsel of bread before you, and eat, that you may have strength when you go on your way. But he refused and said, I will not eat. But his servants, together with the woman, compelled him, and he listened to their voice. So he arose from the earth and sat on the bed, and the woman had a fat calf in the house, and she hurried and killed it, and took flour and kneaded it, and did bake unleavened bread thereof. And she brought it before Saul and before his servants, and they did eat. Then they rose up and went away that night. 1 Samuel chapter 29. Now the Philistines gathered together all their armies to Aphek, and the Israelites pitched by a fountain which is in Jezreel. And the lords of the Philistines passed on by hundreds and by thousands, but David and his men passed on in the rear guard with Achish. Then said the princes of the Philistines, What do these Hebrews hear? And Achish said to the princes of the Philistines, Is not this David, the servant of Saul, the king of Israel, which has been with me these days or these years? And I have found no fault in him since he fell unto me unto this day. And the princes of the Philistines were angry with him. And the princes of the Philistines said to him, Make this fellow return, that he may go again to his place which you have appointed him, and let him not go down with us to battle, lest in the battle he becomes an adversary to us. For with what should he reconcile himself to his master? Should it not be with the heads of these men? Is not this David, of whom they sang one to another in dances, saying, Saul slew his thousands, and David his 10,000s? Then Achish called David and said to him, Surely, as Yahweh lives, you have been upright, and your going out and your coming in with me in the host is good in my sight. For I have not found evil in you since the day of your coming to me unto this day. Nevertheless, the Lord's favour you not. Therefore now return and go in peace, that you displease not the lords of the Philistines. And David said to Achish, But what have I done? And what have you found in your servant so long as I have been with you unto this day, that I may not go fight against the enemies of my lord the king? And Achish answered and said to David, I know that you are good in my sight as an angel of God. Notwithstanding, the princes of the Philistines have said, He shall not go up with us to the battle. Therefore now rise up early in the morning with your master's servants that have come with you, and as soon as you are up early in the morning and have light, depart. So David and his men rose up early to depart in the morning to return into the land of the Philistines, and the Philistines went up to Jezreel. 1 Samuel chapter 30. And it came to pass, when David and his men had come to Ziklag on the third day, that the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag, and smitten Ziklag, and burnt it with fire, and had taken the women captives that were therein. They slew not any, either great or small, but carried them away, and went on their way. So David and his men came to the city, and behold, it was burned with fire, and their wives and their sons and their daughters were taken captives. Then David and the people that were with him lifted up their voice and wept, until they had no more power to weep. And David's two wives were taken captives, Ahinoam the Jezreelitess, and Abigail the wife of Nabal the Carmelite. And David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him, because the souls of all the people were grieved, every man for his sons and for his daughters. But David encouraged himself in Yahweh his God. And David said to Abiathar the priest, Ahimelech's son, I pray you, bring me here the ephod. And Abiathar brought there the ephod to David. And David inquired at Yahweh, saying, Shall I pursue after this troop? Shall I overtake them? And he answered him, Pursue, for you shall surely overtake them, and without fail recover all. So David went, he and the 600 men that were with him, and came to the brook Besor, where those that were left behind stayed. But David pursued, he and 400 men, for 200 stayed behind, which were so faint that they could not go over the brook Besor. And they found an Egyptian in the field, and brought him to David, and gave him bread. And he did eat, and they made him drink water. And they gave him a piece of a cake of figs, and two clusters of raisins. And when he had eaten, his spirit came again to him, for he had eaten no bread, nor drunk any water, 3 days and three nights. And David said to him, To whom belong you, and from where are you? And he said, I am a young man of Egypt, servant to an Amalekite, and my master left me because 3 days ago I fell sick. We made an invasion upon the south of the Cherethites, and upon the coast which belongs to Judah, and on the south of Caleb, and we burnt Ziklag with fire. And David said to him, Can you bring me down to this company? And he said, Swear to me by God that you will neither kill me nor deliver me into the hands of my master, and I will bring you down to this company. And when he had brought him down, behold, they were spread abroad upon all the earth, eating and drinking and dancing, because of all the great spoil that they had taken out of the land of the Philistines and out of the land of Judah. And David smote them from the twilight even unto the evening of the next day, and there escaped not a man of them save 400 young men, which rode upon camels and fled. And David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away, and David rescued his two wives, and there was nothing lacking to them, neither small nor great, neither sons nor daughters, neither spoil, nor anything that they had taken to them. David recovered all. And David took all the flocks and the herds which they drove before those other cattle, and said, This is David's spoil. And David came to the 200 men which were so faint that they could not follow David, whom they had made also to remain at the brook Besor, and they went forth to meet David, and to meet the people that were with him. And when David came near to the people, he saluted them. Then answered all the wicked men and men of Belial, of those that went with David, and said, Because they went not with us, we will not give them anything of the spoil that we have recovered, except to every man his wife and his children, and they may lead them away and depart. Then said David, You shall not do so, my brethren, with that which Yahweh has given us, who has preserved us, and delivered the company that came against us into our hand. For who will listen to you in this matter? But as his part is that goes down to the battle, so shall his part be that tarries by the stuff, and they shall share alike. And it was so from that day forward that he made it a statute and an ordinance for Israel unto this day. And when David came to Ziklag, he sent of the spoil to the elders of Judah, even to his friends, saying, Behold, a present for you of the spoil of the enemies of Yahweh. To them which were in Bethel, and to them which were in South Ramoth, and to them which were in Jatir, and to them which were in Aroah, and to them which were in Siphmoth, and to them which were in Eshtemoah, and to them which were in Rachul, and to them which were in the cities of the Jerahmeelites, and to them which were in the cities of the Kenites, and to them which were in Hormah, and to them which were in Chorashan, and to them which were in Athak, and to them which were in Hebron, and to all the places where David himself and his men were inclined to go. 1 Samuel chapter 31. Now the Philistines fought against Israel, and the men of Israel fled from before the Philistines, and fell down slain in Mount Gilboa. And the Philistines followed hard upon Saul and upon his sons, and the Philistines slew Jonathan and Abinadab and Malchishua, Saul's sons. And the battle went grievously against Saul, and the archers hit him, and he was severely wounded of the archers. Then said Saul to his armour-bearer, Draw your sword and thrust me through therewith, lest these uncircumcised come and thrust me through and abuse me. But his armour-bearer would not, for he was very afraid. Therefore Saul took a sword and fell upon it. And when his armor-bearer saw that Saul was dead, he fell likewise upon him his sword and died with him. So Saul died, and his three sons, and his armor-bearer, and all his men, that same day together. And when the men of Israel that were on the other side of the valley, and they that were on the other side of the Jordan, saw that the men of Israel fled, and that Saul and his sons were dead, they forsook the cities and fled, and the Philistines came and dwelt in them. And it came to pass on the next day, when the Philistines came to strip the slain, that they found Saul and his three sons fallen in Mount Gilboa. And they cut off his head and stripped off his armour, and sent into the land of the Philistines round about, to publish it in the house of their idols and among the people. And they put his armour in the house of Ashtaroth, and they fastened his body to the wall of Bethshan. And when the inhabitants of Jabesh Gilead heard of that which the Philistines had done to Saul, all the valiant men arose and went all night and took the body of Saul and the bodies of his sons from the wall of Bethshan, and came to Jabesh and burnt them there. And they took their bones and buried them under a tree at Jabesh, and fasted 7 days.